The Willamette Radio Workshop.
Is there ever a good reason to take a life? This is a question relevant for the ages, but especially at a time when our country is at war. HERF, by Craig Kenworthy, uses humor to reflect upon this very question in its many forms and gives new meaning to the phrase, conscientious objector. HERF was developed through the Writers on the Air workshop and funded in part by the Regional Arts and Culture Council.
There, and it's a triple word score.
H-U-R-F? HERF? That is so not a word, Bill.
It is a word, Nathan.
In English, Bill?
Oh, it's Klingon.
What?
It's Klingon.
Well, that doesn't count in Scrabble.
You let Cheryl use Klingon?
That was Pictionary. And besides, that's different.
Why, Nathan? Because you don't want to go out with me?
No, because when you find a girl who speaks Klingon, you don't mess with her.
If you don't let me count it, I'll,
What? What? You'll what? You'll herf and you'll herf? And you'll herf our apartment down?
Dude, the plumbing is getting worse.
So what does herf mean, anyway?
What do I mean?
Who are you? What are you?
I am herf. You spoke my name four times and summoned me. You know what I am.
I don't know what you are, but I do know that you're ruining the carpet, and what is that smell?
Is this the one you want me to kill?
Kill?
Whoa, why would you kill me?
That is what I do. I am summoned, and I kill.
Summoned from where?
You could not comprehend. It involves multiple dimensions.
Is it like super string theory?
I attempted to explain it to a human once. Their head imploded.
You mean exploded?
No, imploded. Who must be killed?
Bill, conference in the chin kit?
Nathan, I don't think the pig Latin thing is going to help us. It looks like it could reach us anywhere in the apartment without it. Is that a tail?
Herf, we'll be right back.
He wants to kill me.
It's not that bad. He only wants to kill you if I ask him to.
Well, I guess this would be a good time to concede the Scrabble game.
Look, we'll just talk to him and find out what to do. I'm sure if we can summon him, we can send him back.
Well, that makes sense. So why am I about to my pants?
Maybe if we
Didn't we order a pizza about 30 minutes ago?
Something came and made noise. Was it what you wanted killed?
No, Herf. Did you?
No, I let it go. It gave me this.
Oh, man, I asked for extra anchovies. So, Herf, do you eat?
I consume.
I mean things you don't kill.
I can feed. What is this?
Pizza. Here, let me cut a piece for you.
More.
Hello? It's the pizza company. Yeah. Just a bad joke. Yeah, he should probably wash that stuff off right away. Bye.
Did you tell him they forgot the anchovies?
Great. You had to give him pizza. Now I've got a lactose intolerant monster from another dimension throwing up in my bathroom.
Yes, but maybe this would be a good time to question him.
Herf? You about done?
Herf can kill that thing that brought this to Herf if you want.
Poor guy. He was a substitute delivery driver.
Substitute?
It means someone who fills in for someone, Herf.
Like me, I'm a substitute teacher.
Yes. Herf, you are in the presence of the man who once made second graders perform Macbeth.
Murder scenes were a little too good, actually. Oops. Murder. Sorry.
Listen, Herf. Speaking of killing, what if I said I didn't need anyone killed?
You summoned me.
Okay, well, what if Nathan found out that someone already killed them?
Yeah. Does that mean you can go back?
That is different.
Good.
Then Herf must kill someone else for you.
What if there isn't someone else?
There are billions on this sphere.
He's got a point, Nathan.
Herf cannot go back until he has killed someone. It is a matter of...
Pride? Respect?
Accounting.
Do you have something there called the IRS?
Bill.
Sorry. So, Herf, do you come to our existence often?
No. Only a few things here make the sound of Herf's name. One is a thing called a cat with, you would say...
A hairball?
Yes. Herf has killed for a few of them.
You can talk to cats?
Herf can talk to anything that kills and everything kills.
Herf, what do you do between killing?
I'm sure he has lots of hobbies.
Wait. Herf waits.
Alone? Are there a lot more like you there?
No. No. Enough of these answers. Who must Herf kill?
Well, see, that's the problem, big guy. We don't want...
Nathan Ixney on the kill, O1A.
You, Nathan. What did the one do to you?
The one?
The one you want to die.
They didn't do anything to me.
Then to your family or your kind.
No, they didn't do anything to them. You don't understand, Herf.
They did nothing.
You might as well put away your shovel, Nathan, and answer that. So, Herf, have you heard of someone called Jar Jar Binks?
Hi. Hey, Cheryl. Now it's not a great time. Yes, I said you could borrow it. Fine, fine.
Trouble in the lack of romance department?
She's coming up. We've got to hide Herf.
Right. And we'll just plug her nose so she doesn't ask what died in the air vents.
Died? What died?
Nathan, have you thought about this?
You mean Cheryl?
No, this opportunity, for want of a better word... Maybe we'd find someone who deserves to...
Take him to the roof, Bill.
Why me? This is your fault. If you hadn't insisted on playing speed scrabble, I might have made a different word.
Like what? Rough? Just go. It's dark outside. Should be okay. Herf, Nathan is going to show you someplace new.
Herf will go. But when Herf returns, you can tell Herf why you want dead someone who neither harmed you nor your kind.
Say, speaking of the roof, there is that guy who likes to sunbathe naked on the top of the building next door. We could let Herf...
Herf, please go and don't kill anyone. Not even Bill.
Please?
Oh, it means I'm asking you nicely to do something. You've never heard it before?
No. Herf has heard it, but not in that way.
You probably know a lot of languages.
Herf must know many tongues, as well as how to cut them out.
Now that you can do to Bill. I'm just kidding.
You know what kidding means, right? Herf?
Kidneys. Yes. Herf can cut those out as well.
Just leave him the way he is.
Please.
Please.
I'm coming. I'm coming. Here it is.
Jeez, open the door.
It's open.
You've got the chain on.
So?
So you're handing me a blender. Open up. Oh, what are you cooking? Did you do something weird in this blender? Because I'm making drinks with it. Fruity drinks.
Great.
Where's the lid?
Hang on. Where did I put that?
It's right there.
God! Don't do that. How'd you get in?
Your chain is way too long. I did that once before. You were asleep on the couch. Didn't you wonder why there was a bag of M&Ms there the next morning?
No. Here's your lid. Have fun.
So why was this a bad time? Do you have a phone interview for a job?
Yes, that's right. I have an interview to get ready for.
You don't sound very excited.
My last interview? I found out they wanted me to replace a guy who'd replaced a guy who'd replaced a guy.
Did you get a ferret or something? Or did Bill just stop showering completely?
Hey, I smell better than most ferrets.
Bill, why aren't you up on the roof with...
With? Do you have a girl up there?
No, there's no one up there. There was, but they left, Nathan.
What? You let Imhe Eve lay?
He let who leave?
She speaks Klingon, man. Forget the pig Latin.
Fine. What happened?
It was the pigeons. One was eyeing him, and all of a sudden it takes off, and Herf just lifts off and follows it. I think it was one of those housing pigeons.
Homing pigeons, Bill.
Did you even try to stop him?
Yes, I went after him, but my arms got tired. Hey, I was thinking, though, what about a convicted killer? Someone who is already on death row. We just asked Herf to speed things up a little.
With all the revelations about DNA and wrongful convictions...
Well, it's good to know I've arrived at the moment when you've both finally snapped. What are you talking about?
Sit down, Cheryl. But first, do you have any more M&Ms?
So what happens if he doesn't go back?
We don't know.
We don't want to find out.
So, Nathan, what are you going to do? Let it...
Him. Herf is a him.
Well, we think Herf is a him.
Why don't you just call him back? You just say Herf, Herf, right?
Cheryl, don't!
Herf. 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 Herf?
Nothing happened.
Did I do it wrong?
Maybe he doesn't come when women call it. They probably keep changing their minds about whether they want someone killed.
Not all of us, buddy.
That's close by.
Doesn't mean a thing, man. This is a bad neighborhood. People like you live in it.
Nathan, is that what you want? To wonder if you summoned this thing and it killed...
Maybe it just killed a squirrel who stole some pigeon food. And then he went back. Let's wait a while and see if he comes back.
Breaking story brought to you by our Action 8 on the spot first on the scene news squad. Police are investigating the death of an older man in the Midtown area who fell from the rooftop of a three-story building late this morning.
He looks like the kind of guy who don't pigeon.
So stop, please.
Nathan, what if he comes back? Maybe you should have a plan.
She's right, man.
In world news, the trial of war crime suspect Gonkin Dosvik was delayed after his doctor declared him unfit to stand trial. More from our world news correspondent.
That's it! That guy! He's a war criminal, Nathan.
He's not convicted yet.
He ordered the slaughter of thousands of people.
I don't know. What gives me the right to...
Nothing, Nathan.
Maybe we should go out and look for him.
Yeah, let's just put up posters saying, Lost, one alien destructive force that is beyond your comprehension. Reward. If he comes back, I say we tell him to get lost. He's the one with no right...
Your city is very noisy. Herf could not hear you until he got to the green place.
Herf, you could hear us from the park? That's 5 blocks away.
So, Nathan, are you going to introduce me to your demon?
Sorry, Herf, this is Cheryl. Don't shake hands. It took us an hour to wash Bill off when he tried it.
This one, she is your companion.
No.
No?
Then that is why you did not want this one killed. He is your companion.
Hey, no.
Herf... Since you're still here, does that mean you didn't,
Did you off someone?
Off?
Make them take the dirt nap.
Herf, where did you go?
Where the winged thing asked Herf to go. To the top of another place. There was a man there and more of the winged things.
I think this is where we all agree to tell our lawyers we won't rat each other out.
Bill, shut up.
Herf, what did you do?
A man was there. He sat with a winged thing in his hands.
They're called pigeons, Herf.
Its colors shivered. Herf took it.
The pigeon?
It was very weak. The first winged thing knew it would die soon. It suffered. Herf stopped that.
And the man?
He took the other pigeon thing and held it.
Herf, I'm sorry. We thought you had...
Herf had...
Why didn't you go home?
Did the bird count?
Count?
Fill your quota. It died.
The Nathan did not tell Herf to kill it.
So an animal could count if the Nathan asked you to do it?
What are you saying, Cheryl? That we go find some about-to-be-run-over possums?
How would we know they weren't already dead?
No, we could go to the pound and find a cat or a dog that's about to be put down.
God.
Hey, I'm not the one with all the beef patties and frozen Italian sausage pizza in my fridge.
We could go to the slaughterhouse or that organic chicken farm.
Yeah, the hayrack ride would be a treat for Herf, and all the kids can bob for apples in his...
No.
What?
It must be one of your kind.
You mean a cubicle dweller who has a car from the prior decade?
You mean you won't leave unless you kill another human?
Yes.
Why didn't you come when I called your name?
Only one of your kind at a time can summon Herf. Until the Nathan tells Herf who to...
Stop.
That's the only way? For you to go home?
No. There is a way for Herf to go home.
There's another way for you to go? So we can send you home without killing someone?
I love loopholes.
What is the other way?
Herf cannot tell you.
Oh, come on, don't be shy.
Herf cannot tell you.
Are you ready, Cheryl?
Just help me on with my boots. Can't go as Batgirl without them. Hey, they don't go to my waist.
Sorry.
That's okay. Listen, I have a favor to ask. You know how some of the guys at these sci-fi conventions are a little, well, different? Anyway, can I just tell people you're my boyfriend?
Sure.
Only if I think I need to. I mean, last year those Wookiees got really out of hand.
Hey, I dressed as a Wookiee last year.
Yeah, but these guys didn't need any fake fur. So is Bill mad about missing the confab?
He's mad, but it's his turn to watch Herf this weekend.
Are you any closer to figuring out the other way to send Herf back?
No. Bill keeps coming up with theories. I did find out it's not by killing me.
What?
I asked him if he killed me, did he get to go home?
Nathan, what if he'd done it?
No, I spent 2 hours beforehand making sure he understood exactly what a hypothetical question was.
So he could be here forever?
Sometimes it feels like that already. I had to tell my cousin he couldn't stay with us, and Bill hasn't been able to bring dates home.
So how is Bill at Herf sitting?
Not bad. They watch a lot of DVDs.
I should loan Herf my copy of Kill Bill.
Actually, I suggested PBS, but I caught Bill telling him Barney is someone who needs to die.
Dang, I left my batarang at my sister's.
Yeah, you can borrow the one I've got. Besides, you've been working so much, Herf misses you.
Just Herf, huh?
Bill, we need to grab Herf?
Maybe they're on the roof.
No, I told him only after dark. When I left, Bill was mending his costume. Great, it's not here.
Oh, you don't suppose he...
Come on. We'd better split up. You go start on that end, and I'll start here.
Maybe we should stick together.
Go on. Just tell them you're dating an ent. Excuse me. Sorry. A nice antenna. Bill? Bill? Sorry. God, how many pudgy Spider-Men are there in this thing?
Next up, she was Princess Leia's stand-in makeup artist for the first movie.
Nathan! Nathan, come on, I found Herf.
Where?
He's back in the loading dock area. He said Bill told him to wait there.
You know, I should have Herf just kill him. Solve a lot of problems at once.
Hey, Batgirl, you look good in those boots.
Bill, are you insane?
What? I got to thinking. What better place to take him? He fits right in.
As what? He doesn't look like anything anyone has ever seen.
I just told people he's a concept for Terminator 4. There's so many rumors about it, no one knows what to believe. He did get a little hard to handle, though.
We are taking him home right now.
Home? Nathan, your apartment is not home. You won't let him go back, remember?
How did you get him down here?
That was great. We flew. Man, this one guy walking his dog.
Well, you can walk back. Come on, Cheryl. Herf, are you okay?
Yes.
What is that on your extender? Is that ink? Bill, you didn't.
Did you make him sign autographs?
Not so much sign as make his mark.
I can't believe you. What if someone got hurt?
Hey, I'm the one paying for all those cheeseless pizzas. You even notice how much...
Herf is sorry.
Sorry?
What happened?
Well, there was some guy in the back of the line arguing about Arnold. One guy was saying that he should make a new Terminator without him, and the other saying no one will ever take his place. He said that like 3 times. I guess Herf didn't like them talking so loud. He picked the guy up and told him to stop saying that. He kind of tossed him.
What?
He landed on some inflatable Yodas.
Herf, can you carry us home?
Home?
Back to the apartment?
Herf, we'll wash that off at home.
Home.
Yes, Herf. Home.
Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's an otherworldly assassin.
There. That's better.
Herf, why did you go? We talked about this, about not leaving the building.
It is a long time here.
2 weeks?
Wrong. If you spend more time with him, you know that for him, time passes on a different scale.
Oh, God, why didn't you tell me?
Herf, the word is, hoped you would find the other way, the way to send her home.
Herf, if you stay, will you die of old age from time passing?
Like Bill's grandmother.
What?
He spoke to her on the phone device.
She always said she wanted us to kill her if she had to go to a nursing home. But when you ask if she really means it, no.
You didn't suggest that I could...
I'm just trying to come up with options. Can't babysit him forever. I used vacation time last week, man. Vacation time.
So he's here indefinitely?
Until Nathan himself dies.
Or makes a decision, which could take even longer.
Herf, would you mind going up to the roof for a while?
Herf can go.
Why did you ask him to go?
Bill's right. We can't keep this up. I can't keep this up. I turned down a temp job when Herf ate that box of Cheez-Its.
Say that again?
About the Cheez-Its?
No, that I'm right.
What are you going to do?
Send him home.
You're going to let him kill someone?
No, I'm going to send him home.
What?
I may not be here all the time, Bill, but I do listen carefully. Have you ever heard Herf refer to the place that he goes back to as home?
No, but when he said there's a way, it was a way for him to go home.
Exactly. But he won't tell us how.
No, he said he can't tell us.
I've asked him why not, over and over. No answer.
I asked him why.
What?
Why he kills.
So did I. He said because he must. I asked why, and he said he can't tell me. I think it means he doesn't want to kill Bill.
So what are we going to do?
If I'm right, save him. Bill, go up and get Herf.
Nathan?
Nathan, what are you doing?
Let's face it, I'm not exactly accomplishing a whole lot with my life, but I can send Herf home.
What do you mean, Nathan?
Do not be afraid, Cyril.
You heard, Herf?
Yes.
So what is it like there?
What are you talking about?
He couldn't tell us the other way because that would mean freeing himself, and that's not allowed. Am I right, Herf?
Yes. But Nathan, the waiting, to you it will seem like...
Oh, God, you're not going to...
Take his place? Yes. That's the way, isn't it, Herf? When you kill, you go back to where you wait. But if someone... If I take your place, you get to go home. That's why you got upset at the sci-fi convention. You thought that guy was saying no one will ever take your place.
Yes.
You're going to replace him and be a killer?
Well, I'm going to replace him, but I am not going to kill anyone.
Sure, what will happen to him?
Don't worry, Bill. You can have my iPod. But there's one thing.
What?
You never told me what Herf means in Klingon.
It means give, Nathan. It means give.
Twice, I refuse to kill.
Yeah, loophole's still standing.
So you just stayed where you were? Until what?
Once was before. I refused to kill one who killed one of my kind. I brought, you would call it, dishonor.
So you were being punished?
Sentenced to kill.
And the second time?
It was not of your kind, but it was a child. It did not understand what it was asking.
What happened?
To teach me a lesson, they took the child... And the one it wanted dead.
So if I won't kill Herf, that's how I'll be punished?
Not if I can help it.
What?
You'll see, Cheryl.
Nathan, you will still do this.
Herf, tell me what you'll do when you get home. Or would it make my head implode?
No. But Nathan, Herf, I will worry for you. You know you cannot tell anyone how to save you.
Listen up, big guy. I've got a plan.
That is a good plan, Bill. Coming from you.
Hey, I don't have super hearing.
It'll be a nice surprise then.
Damn it, Bill. Tell me. That is a good plan coming from you.
Someone want to let me in on it?
That's a double score for inhumane, and I'm ahead by 100 points.
So, Hurst said that a day here is about equivalent of a week in the place where he waited. You think we've made him wait long enough?
Yeah. You ready?
Yep. Nathan. 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 Nathan.
Hi, you two. Thanks for keeping me waiting. Hey, I thought you swore off Scrabble, Bill. Man, what is that smell? Oh, my God. You got a parrot.
It was Cheryl's idea.
We're teaching him just one word and one word alone.
Just in case we both get hit by a bus or something. So you still end up back here.
I guess I'll have to make it my job to keep him healthy.
And happy.
Speaking of that, maybe we should get him a female to keep him company. What do you think, Cheryl?
We'll see, Nathan. We'll see.
Sometimes a matter of principle can lend everything a new dimension. Sacrifice and compassion can come in all shapes and sizes. Have a peaceful new year. Craig Kenworthy's Herf was produced as part of the Writers on the Air Workshop 2006. Cynthia McGeehan, director. The production featured Scott Jameson, Tim McKinney, Cynthia McGeehan, and Angela McKinney. Original music and special sound effects were provided by Mark Rose. This is Sam A. Mowry. I produced and directed the show and played Herf. For more information on the Writers on the Air, the Willamette Radio Workshop, or anything else connected with today's show, visit us at www.radiowork.com. Until next time, we remain obediently yours.